Robin Hood Radio. We now have sports. And, of course, Mike Causey is not in until Thursday and Friday because it's a very, very weak sports schedule. And we kind of like Mike to get his beauty sleep because, boy, does he need his beauty sleep. who am I to say that he needs his beauty sleep? I definitely need my beauty sleep. All right. With that being said, we have some clarification here as we get set to look at in sports. And that is, we take a look, first of all, at college football. And in college football, we have the rankings that are out once again. And those rankings look like this. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State are the top four in the playoff rankings. Now, BYU, who is 9-0, are at number 14. So the top four are as Alabama at 7-0, Notre Dame 8-0, Clemson at 7-1, Ohio State 4-0, Texas A&M 5-1, Florida 6-1, Cincinnati 8-0, Northwestern 5-0, Georgia 5-2. All right, that is a check on that. Once again, the media is at it at the end of the Tampa Bay game against the Los Angeles Rams. Social media, once again went crazy as Tom Brady appeared to snub Jared Goff in the post-game handshakes. So once again, what the heck? What are you going to do about it, right? It is what it is. Get upset. Well, I guess it's better than getting in a fight about sports and teams like that. Cowboys have canceled their practices after a non-COVID-related medical emergency. They didn't go into any further details on what that non-medical COVID emergency is all about. All right. The Ravens-Steelers game, which appeared to be in doubt for Thursday night, looks like it's going to go on as scheduled, despite reports of COVID-19 in the Baltimore locker room. All right. And what else do we have in sports? Colin Kaepernick says he's ready to play. Any teams need a quarterback, backup, starter, he is ready to go, and he's right at it. All right? All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's really, really there in sports. Let me just scroll my scoreboard here and see what's up, if there's any Major League Baseball news. One of the Tampa Bay Rays players has been detained by police after a domestic violence allegation against him. It's just all over the place. Good news, hospital reports that Tommy Lasorda, his condition has improved. Of course, if you're a longtime sports and baseball fan, you know Tommy. I think he had 25 or 27 years of one-year contracts in a row managing in the Major League Baseball season. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. The Mets, they're focusing on hiring a general manager as they're abandoning their baseball president search. Need that general manager to build that team, no doubt about it. And I think that's really about it in sports. Not that much that I can report to you this morning. But, like I said, tomorrow we can talk about a lot of football. There's football at 1 o'clock, I think at 4 o'clock, and I think at 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow. So it's a full day of football tomorrow that we can talk about, and other sports as well.